Hi.
Hello, so but he's not on yet.
Oh.
Chavo Atos,
Good evening, Chavo
evening. Okay, I'm gonna mute.
Okay. We will be counting the Omer. Last night, we counted the 23rd day of the Omer. And we'll start today with the first step. L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutshabar Yichud ishkinte bitchilu urchimu urchimu utchilu le'afta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael hine anachnu bayim l'kayem mitzvat sefirat ha'omer la'asot nachat ruach le'otzreinu v'la'asot ratzon boreinu. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu adleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Step two is to connect to these verses that unify our consciousness. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Igmor be'adi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo Chazdecha Le'olam Ma'ase Yadecha El Teres Echra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Yomer Alay V'ya'avor alayich v'yerech mitboseset b'damayich v'yomar lecha b'damayich chaye v'yomar lecha b'damayich chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu he yo Elohim Elohe gedalta meo tod wichadar levashta O te or bishama no te shemayim karia. Step three is to say the blessing. Baruch atah Aleph tetah to the hay of Malchut Adonai Yohewa hey Adanu yo Yohahe da wanu hey yo hey, wav, hey, Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu, al sefirat haomer. Ayom arba aviyazrim yom la omer shehem shlosha shavuot shlosha yamim. Today is the 24th day of the Omer, which is 3 weeks and 3 days. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bim heira bi'ameinu. And we all say amen. The number 24 connects to the 12 hours of the day and the 12 hours of the night. The number 24 connects to 2 times 12. And 12 is the 4-letter name of Hashem on the right column, the left column, and the central column. One way of thinking about that is that it's the 12 hours, or it's the number 12, or it's the three columns of the tree of life, where direct light comes down from above, and there's the 4 letters of the name of Hashem representing the returning light. And between those three aspects of the tree of life, we create a complete vessel, a complete structure of the unity between light and vessel. The 6th step is the menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop at a word and we will stop at a letter. Lam natzeach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yichanenu vivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu sela La'da'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Yismechu viranenu. Le'umim. The word is Tishbot, is the 24th word. It's actually, and Tishbot connects to the word for judgment. And the question is, are you judging yourself or are you judging others? When you judge yourself, the upper worlds do not judge you. But if you're judging others, then those same words you use to judge others is what the upper courts will utilize to judge you. The 24th letter is the letter Ayin. The letter Ayin is also a word that means I, E-Y-E. I represents the level of consciousness associated with Chachma. And Chachma is wisdom. The question is, can you see wisdom when you do not see clearly? When you do not see the whole picture? And most importantly, when you do not strive to see the whole picture, how can you see wisdom? How can you see truth? And truth is the process of climbing and absorbing wisdom. Amim mi shor ulumim ba'aretz tanhim selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz not na yuvula yuvarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu, yuvarkenu Elohim, v'yiru oto kol afse aretz. Step 7 is the Anabakoa. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, gedulat yemincha, tatir terura, alef gimel yotah tzadik. Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu acharenu nora. Kufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yudkaf shin. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamleim. The gimel in the 24th word in the Anabakoa, representing the camel, representing a storage for water, for loving kindness. Gamleim is a word that can be parsed into different ideas. One way is that it spells mine with the two mems, and that it spells the 33rd, or 3, 3, 3. It's lamet gimel, lag. And we are approaching that particular holiday. Tet Reish, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Kasim Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adatecha. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Ezayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Ta'alumo, Shin Kufal, Sabi Yitzhak. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoa, we say in a whisper, Baruch Shekhtom. The 24th journey for step 8, 24th of the 42 verse journeys. Is leaving Tachat and camping at Terach. Terach is the name of Abraham's father, which comes from the word wild goat or old fool. Terach is also related to the word boiling, rotach, as an irate. With Terach's birth, God became irate over the idol worshippers. Another meaning of the word Terach is wait or delay, rokeach. Terach refers to that stage in life when we move into middle age and become fathers of our own children. Will we yield children like Abraham? Will we be like wild goats and old fools, worshiping one idol or another? Or will we be wise and give off a spiritual aroma? Terach, his cognate, sounds like the word reach, the scent of Torah and mitzvot. Which choice will you make? Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer. Kidei letacharenu, mikli potenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata, usvartem lachem, mimacharad ha-shabbat, miyom haviachem, et omer. Ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot, demimo tiyena. Mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shivit ha-tesefiru, chamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu, nafshot amcha Yisrael, mizohamatam muvachem, yehiratzon milfanecha, Adonai Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yoaheda wanu heyo, Eloheinu, Elohei avoteinu, Shebizkut sefirata omer, Shesafarti ayom, Yitukan ma shevagamti besefira. Tiferet shebenetza. Tiferet is beauty. Netzach is eternal victory. What is the beauty of your eternal victory? Tiferet can also be balance. It can be sunlight. Netzach is the eternal victory over death. That is the goal, to remove death from this world. V'et taher v'et kadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. And the removal of death is truly a beautiful aspect. The Sadiqim who left this day, there's only one, Rabbi Moshe Hager. Today is the ninth day of the Omer. Why do you think only one righteous person chose to leave this day? What makes it a unique day, the ninth day of Iyar, the ninth day of the second month? Prophet associated with Tiferet Shibanetzach is Eliezer ben Dodavahu. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column is a landing page for all of the parashas. If you open that up and then scroll down on the landing page to Parasha Emor, E-M-O-R, and when the landing page for Parasha Emor opens up, scroll down to section 8. And we will start with Pasuk 26 after we say L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bikhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Le'akta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah mitzvah, Lasok Torah mitzvah, Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Pasuk 26 in section 8 of Parasha Emor from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. Rabbi Abba Petach ve'amar Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka velanu boshet hapanin kachayom azeh leishehuda uyoshvei Yerushalayim zakayin inun Yisrael dekudsha barichu itre'e behu mikol amin Aza umigoy rechimuta Dilchom yachal lehu oraita Dikshot leminda archad I'll be all right. Eilu ishta dal beya. Beku jabarichu. Be all right. Kola shemeya. Beku jabarichu. Aweukis. Mandita sak. Be all right. Itasak beya bishmeya umand itrechak meoraita refikahu mekuchabarichu. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened with the verse, Hashem, righteousness belongs to you, but to us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Happy are Israel, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, has chosen above all the heathen nations. For the love of them, He gave them the Torah of truth, to know the path of the Holy King. Whoever is occupied with the Torah, it is as if he is occupied with the Holy One, blessed be He. For the whole Torah is the name of the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, whoever deals in the Torah is occupied with His name, and whoever is away from the Torah is far from the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Yet it is important to remember, whoever studies the Torah is studying the soul of Hashem at the level of connection that that person's soul can achieve at this moment. Pasuk 27. Tachatzilecha Hashem chatzedaka kedaalecha Hashem. Hagdula v'hagvura man tzedaka atar dekol antim nehirin achidan beya v'hu achid bekuhu uveya ishtekahu v'lanu boshet apanim. Atar dekol antin nehirin itrachakan minea tzedaka emet keshot unhora dekola unhora deantin chedu dekola boshet kisufa rechiku dikshot man yaksiv begin de'emet de'ihu tzedaka itrechak mineya rechiku v'antin nehirin. Come and see. Hashem, righteousness belongs to you. Resembles the words, yours, Hashem, is the greatness and the power, which are His attributes, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Righteousness is also the attribute of Malchut. What is righteousness? It is a place to which all shining faces are attached, and which is attached to all the Sefirot of Zeranpin, which dwell in it. That is Malchut, in which are all the Sefirot of Zeranpin. But to us, confusion of faces is the place which all shining faces shy away from, which is the other side. Righteousness, Malchut, is truth, overall light, the illumination of the countenance and the joy of all. Confusion, the other side, is shame and the staying away of truth. For whenever one is ashamed, it is because truth, which is righteousness, has gone away from him. which is the shying away of all shining countenances. My commentary. Greatness and power are chesed, which is used to be known as gedulah, translated as greatness and power, which is known as givurah. Together, greatness and power are the essence of Tiferet. Thus, the upper triangle is known to be including the lower triangle. Also within this pasuk is a clarification of how this world is a world of confusion. This word is a hint to all six sephirot from Zeranpin and to the sephirot of the other side. All of these are internal essences, and one needs to know how these internal essences manifest as external characteristics in order to make order out of the confusion. This is very difficult, even with the knowledge of Kabbalah, and impossible without it. A hint to this difficulty is the Torah's hint that kosher animals have split hooves and chew the cud. Split hooves is an indication of the manifestation of the Sephirot of Netzach and Hod, or Chesed and Givurah. Chewing the cud is an indication of the two Sephirot from the split hooves are in balance, meaning Tiferet. Pasuk 28. Tachati kahana ila'a ba'elit chaza'a Tishiru v'yantin didin hiru V'yantin bechedu yatir mikola V'la ba'e le'it chaza'a Beya atzivu eru gitza ela kola kegavna dilela zaka hola keya dialeya ketivani chel kirracha v'nachalatcha uktiv Hashem Hu nachalato v'yad ba'el it chaza'a shalim v'kola v'gar me'ya bilvu she'ya v'la yafkin gar me'ya k'lal t'ma de'it mar. The translation. Come and see the supernal priest, the high priest, needs to be with a beautiful countenance, with a welcoming countenance, and more joyous than anyone. He must not look sad or angry, but in all ways in the likeness of above. Happy is his portion, as it is written regarding him, I am your portion and your inheritance. And Hashem is their inheritance. Hence he must look whole in every respect, in his person, in his apparel, so as not to discredit himself whatsoever, as we have learned. My commentary. Do you understand why this pasuk about the high priest is in this location? Does it seem out of place with the other pasukim? That's the end of section 8. Does anybody have any questions? We will go on to section 9 because we do have enough time. Section 9. Pasuk 29. shabiv tulecha ikach Rabbi Shimon patach Wehinehu shamalilot divarim legomer uktivi anshu oto meya kesef legomer ki hotziya shem ra'a betulat Yisrael ki betulat Yisrael hiyo betulat aviha O betulat bala hiyo Mahu betulat Yisrael haka Adahu diktiv She'al avicha ve'yagetcha Zekenecha ve'yomru lach uvaka Kacha nadeka im kegavna Bileila kitiv vehu isha bivtu lecha Ikach hakina mebivtu lecha Tilatipuk mi baba Dehatera mizina Levar veha itzbar The translation And he shall take a wife in her virginity Rabbi Shimon opened with, and lo, he has laid accusing speeches, and they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver, because he has brought out an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. He asked, yet she is the virgin of her father, or husband. Why does it state here the virgin of Israel, which means a virgin, the daughter of Jacob, called Israel? And he answers, this is the meaning of ask your father. And he will recount it to you, your elders, and they will tell you. That refers to Israel, your father, whose daughter Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. And that incident occurred. Since the verse speaks about spreading an evil name, it mentions the virgin of Israel. The same case is that of the daughter of Israel, Dinah. Here too, the priest who represents the likeness of above shall take a wife in her virginity, namely, who will not go outside from her courtyard from time to time. We have already learned this. He makes an analogy between her virginity and the virgin of Israel, so she will not go out as happened to the virgin of Israel. My commentary. In my opinion, this verse is also describing an idea that the female is internal and needs to be internal to the house, to the home. This is what is expressed as an idea from the verse. It is not appropriate in our society, but was possible in biblical times. This would be considered chauvinistic in our generation. This is the end of section 9, which only had this one verse. Can you contemplate that one verse is so important as to have its own section by itself? Section 10. For whatever reason, my computer jumped, and I'm trying to get it back. It's one of those frustrating evenings. What can I tell you? Pasuk 30. Finally got it working. Rabbi Shimon hawa azil bi'archa wa hawa imeya Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosei Rabbi Hizkiya patah Rabbi Shimon v'yamar Teref Natan Lir Liriav Yizkor Leolam Berito Teref Natan Liriav Ileni Nun Zakain Li Nun Dachale Dekucha Berichu The commanded Achillea it kere, main shade veta, the malka vialea, itiva shre ish yare eta shem. Rabbi Shimon was walking along the way with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hizkiya, Rabbi Shimon opened with, He has given food to those who fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He has given food to those who fear Him refers to the righteous who fear the Holy One, blessed be He. For whoever fears Him is considered of the household of the King, and it is written of Him, Happy is the man who fears Hashem. My commentary. Whenever you see the word fear in an English translation, one must realize that the word being translated is related to the Hebrew word yirah, which has two possible translations. One is fear, the lower level, and one is awe, the higher level. Which level is this is not clear. It is probably the lower level. Since Hashem feeds everyone, if we were talking about physical food. Pasuk 31. Ma'u teref natan lireav elakim adiktiv Watakam be'od laila Wati ten teref Leveita mehaka olifna lekol barnash vela e bioraita velelia lekam bepalgut lelia beshata de Knesset Yisrael itarat leatkana. Beata lemalka haishtata bahada wehaigre mi be malka viachavin leako yoma meinun tikune beata haidiktiv. Wati ten teref leveita behoch lenaaroteya man beta kol inun de mishtat fe bechada beleleya ikrun beta ufkis teref natan li of He asks, what is the meaning of he has given food to those who fear him? And answers that this resembles the words, he rises also while it is yet night and gives food to her household. Since the righteous are his household, they receive this food. From this we learn that whoever studies the Torah at night and rises at midnight when the congregation of Israel, Malchut, awakens to arrange the house for the king, that is to draw the illumination of Chokmah for him. In accordance with true wisdom, the house is built. Such a man takes his part with her and is considered to be of the household of the king. He is given daily from the allotments of the house. This is the meaning of she rises also while it is yet night and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. Food refers to the illumination of Chokmah, while portion, also the word is law, is that they will not draw from above downwards. Who are her household? Those who join her to study Torah at night are considered her house, her household members. Hence it is written, he has given food to those who fear him. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. It is important to realize the spiritual law is being explained. Those who rise at midnight to study Torah, which usually means Zohar, is drawing the light of Chokmah, which is considered direct light, and may be too strong for the vessel. It is necessary to veil this light with the chesed. This is done by using the tool called binding by striking, as we read and study the Zohar. Pasuk 32. Mahu teref, teref mamash, dehi nat la me'atar rachika ila'a, dehi me mechak. Tavi lachma luman zake lehai teref sofe tadik rao kach diktif yizkor leolam berito mandi ishtadal beoraita Leishtatva behada beleya belaud elad tzadik chadila itleya lekud shabarihu wehu ishtatav bahadeya. The artin tarvaihu liknishta di Israel dikti betzadikim leolam hirshu aretz. The translation. He asks, what is food? And answers, it is real food, like literally prey, for she devours and takes by force, which alludes to judgments that are revealed with Chokmah. For she receives from a lofty, faraway place, as written, she brings her food from afar. That is Chokmah, as it is written, I said I will be wise, but it was far from me. Who obtains this food? This is shown by the end of the verse. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. This means whoever strives in the Torah and partakes of it at night, as the Torah is called a covenant. Moreover, the Holy One, blessed be he, has another certain supernal righteous, who is Yesod of Zeranpin, and this man joins him to bestow upon Malchut. And both inherit the congregation of Israel, As it is written, righteous they shall inherit the land forever. This means that the righteous man who is occupied with the Torah at night and the supernal righteous will inherit Malchut called Egypt. Excuse me, Malchut called Earth. My commentary. Thank you, Rabbi Ashlag. Without his statements, we would not be able to understand this pasuk. Arise at midnight, study the Zohar, and receive Malchut, which is a deeper understanding of the oral law, or the Talmud. I have experienced personally knowledge that is written in the Talmud, while I have never read this knowledge in this lifetime. Where and how does this knowledge come into my mind? This pasuk is explaining. The information is put into my mind in fulfillment of this pasuk. It does not mean I am righteous. It means that I am working to become righteous. It's the end of section 10. It's also the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions on sections 8, sections 9, or sections 10? And while you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that our classes tomorrow, there are three of them. One is at 10:30 a.m. West Coast time. And that class will be to complete the study of the menorah psalm. At 3 o'clock West Coast time, we will have a class in advanced reincarnation. And our 4:30 class will be the counting of the Omer. I also remind you that this coming Thursday night and Friday morning, Friday day actually, is a holiday known as Pesach Sheni. Shalom Gadol to all. Shavua Tov. I hope you have a beautiful week. Hope to speak to you tomorrow. Shalom Gadol. Shavua Tov.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.